we follow the order of service known as prime on page 108. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father,
I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed.
Lesson from St. John chapter 8. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When Jesus was on trial before his crucifixion, the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, asked him, "What is truth?" Today there are many people who ask, "Is there such a thing as truth?" Jesus here speaks about truth, and he says, "The truth shall make you free." If there is no such thing as truth, then what is a lie? If there is no such thing as truth, how can we be made free, as Jesus says? If truth is relative and changing, then how can we trust each other or even ourselves? Jesus claims not just to know the truth, but to be the truth. The truth of Jesus is what we learn in the Christian faith. This often happens in catechism or confirmation instruction. A catechism is a book of instruction in the format of questions and answers. And Christian catechisms often contain certain things: the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and other important teachings of Holy Scripture. These are the central truths of the Bible and the Christian faith. The Ten Commandments clearly teach us about who God is and what He expects of us. They teach us the truth that we are sinners and need a Savior. The Apostles' Creed and the Lord's Prayer teach us the truth that God is our Father and Creator who made us and all things, our Savior and Redeemer who died for our sin and rose again for our salvation, and the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, who gives us forgiveness and eternal life through the Holy Scriptures and the communion of saints. This is the training of confirmation class and the basis of all other Christian instruction as well. Every Christian sermon, every Christian Bible study in church is based on these holy truths. Every class here at Bethany is based on these sacred truths drawn from Holy Scripture, the Word of God, Jesus' Word. The purpose of all Christian teaching is that we might know these truths that can make us free. The truth that Jesus is himself the Son of God, Redeemer of the world. And salvation comes through that faith, through believing this truth. And we can only know the truth through the work of the Holy Spirit in word and sacraments. For we sing, all our knowledge, sense, and sight lie in deepest darkness shrouded, till thy Spirit breaks our night with the beams of truth unclouded. Thou alone to God canst win us. Thou must work all good within us. When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he is inviting us to be his disciples, his students, his followers, to follow him, to learn his truth, and receive his life. This truth makes us free. Free from having to give in to sin. Free from the guilt of what we have done and thought and said. Free to love God and our neighbor. Free to do all the good things that our renewed Christian heart wants to do. And free to enter into eternal life through the word of Christ that cleanses us and frees us from all sin. Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God grant us each this saving faith through his holy word, that we may be free as Jesus' disciples and heirs of heaven through his heavenly truth. Let us pray. Light of the minds that know him, may Christ be light to mine. My sun in risen splendor, my light of truth divine, my guide in doubt and darkness, my true and living way, my clear light ever shining, my dawn of heaven's day. May it be ours to know him that we may truly love, and loving fully serve him as serve the saints above, till in that home of glory with fadeless splendor bright, we serve in perfect freedom, our strength, our life, our light. Amen. We continue on page 108 with the responsory. Please rise. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Arise, O Christ, and help us.
And deliver us for your name's sake.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we do.
Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord Almighty ordered this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.